Hello, Rebels. It's Matt here, founder and editor of Eco Hustler. Every day, we bring you the latest from the front lines of ecology, energy, conservation, and the people fighting for a better world, delivered straight up with no corporate fluff. Episode 15. The contrasting treatment of beavers and pheasants in British wildlife management reveals deep contradictions in environmental policy, cultural values, and ecological priorities. These two species generate strong but very different reactions among various stakeholders, highlighting complex challenges in conservation and land management. Pheasants, non-native birds originally from Asia, were introduced to Britain during Roman times and later popularized as game birds under Norman rule. Modern-driven pheasant shooting emerged relatively recently, only about 200 years ago, coinciding with improvements in firearm technology and railway expansion. Despite their non-native status, pheasants enjoy remarkably lenient release regulations, requiring licenses only within 500 meters of protected areas with minimal oversight or ecological assessment requirements. The scale of pheasant releases is staggering. Approximately 50 million birds annually, representing 1.6 times the total biomass of Britain's breeding bird population. Even at their lowest seasonal numbers, pheasants still comprise about 20% of all breeding bird biomass in Britain. This massive presence creates significant ecological impacts. Pheasants prey on native wildlife, including endangered adders, disturb plant communities through their feeding habits, and their high densities affect soil nutrition through their droppings. The shooting itself introduces about 5,000 tons of toxic lead ammunition into the environment annually, representing the UK's most significant source of lead contamination. Welfare concerns surrounding pheasants are substantial. Up to 45% of released pheasants die before shooting season from predation, disease, and accidents, a mortality rate exceeding any other animal husbandry system. Of those that survive to be shot, 30 to 40% are wounded and die slowly without being recovered. Most shot birds don't even enter the food chain, with many simply discarded. Despite these issues, the game bird shooting industry operates with minimal regulation, even avoiding standard animal welfare laws once birds are released. In stark contrast, beavers, a native species hunted to extinction in Britain in the 16th century, face intense regulatory hurdles for reintroduction. Despite being natural ecosystem engineers with proven benefits for biodiversity and flood management, beaver releases require extensive paperwork, multi-year management plans, impact assessments, stakeholder consultation, and are generally only permitted in enclosed areas. The ecological benefits of beavers are well documented and substantial. Their dam-building activities create wildlife-rich habitats, help prevent flooding by slowing water flow, improve water quality by filtering pollutants, and assist in carbon sequestration. Their engineering work creates drought-resilient landscapes and helps recharge groundwater aquifers. The German state of Bavaria provides a successful model for beaver management, employing dedicated wardens and implementing buffer zones to minimize human-beaver conflicts. Recent developments have highlighted these contradictions in policy. Following a legal challenge by Wild Justice in 2020, pheasants were classified as species that imperil UK wildlife, requiring additional oversight. However, these regulations remain minimal compared to those governing beaver reintroduction. Progress with beaver populations has largely occurred through unofficial beaver bombing, unauthorized releases that effectively forced governmental recognition of wild populations, particularly in Scotland and later in England. The economic arguments reveal another layer of complexity. While pheasant shooting generates direct income for landowners, beaver presence is often seen as a cost burden due to potential flooding and crop damage. This disparity in treatment reflects deeper issues in British environmental policy. The current framework favours historically entrenched practices and powerful interests over ecological benefit. Pheasant shooting, backed by wealthy landowners and tradition, continues despite its environmental costs. Meanwhile, beavers, despite their potential to enhance ecosystem resilience, face significant barriers to reintroduction. The situation exemplifies how British wildlife regulations still prioritize managing nature as a resource rather than restoring ecosystems. Lastly, a reminder to join the waitlist for the Rebellion, our community of like-minded individuals who are done waiting and are ready to build a better world. Sign up now at ecohustler.com/join. See you tomorrow.